This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Tax credits for solar and wind power are being cut as part of the federal budget bill passed last month, but another type of renewable energy was spared, geothermal. For the Mountain West News Bureau, David Condos has more.
The bill preserved tax incentives for geothermal development through 2033. That's a big deal for this emerging technology, says Logan Mitchell. He's a climate scientist and energy analyst with Utah Clean Energy.
How much we develop in the 2020s versus in the 2030s would have been heavily affected by tax credit being there or not. So now that we have it, it's like a green light for geothermal development to really achieve liftoff.
Utah is becoming a hub for geothermal. It generates electricity by pumping water through hot underground rock and using steam to turn turbines. And getting more geothermal megawatts on the grid could be vital, both for curbing climate change and for meeting demand.
That's David Condos of the Mountain West News Bureau. For more on some big geothermal projects proposed here in Colorado, come to CPR.org. Meanwhile, the U.S. Department of Agriculture plans to move thousands of workers from Washington, D.C. to five regional hubs, including in Colorado and Utah. While some officials in the state support it, others have concerns. Karina Marshall is with the Northern Colorado Fireshed Collaborative and works closely with the USDA's fire service.
As long as we can maintain that level of support for boots on the ground, I think I'm open to different structures and just want to make sure that there isn't too much friction.
The USDA is now taking public comments to hear from stakeholders through August 26th. In Denver, sunny and dry this afternoon with a high around 82 degrees. In Colorado Springs, a very slight chance for a passing storm with sunny skies and 79 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.